A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on a star.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. This Friday's with Sandy Williams. And as always, you can join us. You tune into the Earl Ingram Show. And Sandy,
rather than talk about CJ personally, I would just say that conversations like that that involve pulling factoids out of the air and then declaring them to be dispositive of broad principles and broad issues is the problem we've got now. It's like we're making a case against one another. You know, we've been trying to have discussions on the air that are broad principle discussions, trying to look at the facts. Quite frankly, I think we've been quite unpartisan about the way we've approached the discussion. And there are people who only want to talk about things making the partisan case. So, for instance, a factoid here or a factoid there about what might be the case. You know, he didn't mention it today, but the Steele dossier, okay, that's dispositive to people who want it to be, that somehow the liberal establishment has been tinkering with the FBI, and the FBI is under the control of the liberals, and that it's beginning of a police state. I mean, literally, that dossier and the issues associated with it, and the fact that it was used as one of the primary elements in obtaining the wiretap on the Trump headquarters, has become the evidence necessary to probably support this movement to defund the FBI.
You know, Sandy, I don't. Certainly, that issue is one that Republicans will always point to.
Well, but I mean, the history of the FBI is fraught.
I know
with the opposite sort of thing. You know, the kind of investigations that were carried out on Martin Luther King. I mean, the fact is that police generally need to be policed because the power of the police to carry out investigations and to do things that they can do and in the enforcement of the law is fraught with risk, and it will always be. But that doesn't mean that you eliminate police or that you eliminate the FBI. You just need to have the right kind of oversight. We do. We have oversight associated with getting warrants. And quite frankly, the oversight has worked. We found out about these problems.
You know, Sandy, so it's hard for me to have a conversation with CJ when he wants to talk about defund the police at the same Black Lives Matter, defund the police, which you haven't heard anything about and repeated. But right now, today, there are Republicans saying, elected officials, defund the FBI. So when we bring that up and want to have a discussion on that, CJ doesn't want to have a discussion on that. He wants to fly to, well, can you believe that right now they're saying, you know, the Black Lives Matter? That's not in the news today. What's in the news today is, whether CJ wants to admit it or not, congressmen and others who are talking as if this defunding of the FBI is something that should be said, and it's okay to say that. And so let's do this. Let's go to Tom. He's been waiting long enough. Thank you very much, Tom. Really appreciate it. What's going on?
Good Friday morning. First off, we the people are the government, and that includes all of us, CJ. We are all part of the government. That's why we pay taxes. Also, the Republican Party is the party of pro-death and of pro-murder. What I'd like to say is that, you know, we talk about CJ as an example of someone that is way out in right field. But the real problem is the people that are in the Congress, the people that have the power. I don't believe this of all Republicans that are voters, by the way, but the people that are in power think just like CJ does. They have voted against every single thing.
It was a Republican nominee.
I don't know. Did we lose?
Yeah, it was a error on my half.
Okay, call back,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, they'll call back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, I mean, the Republicans have voted against every single thing that has been to help we the people. I don't understand how when you have a person like CJ, which is a lot of the Republicans in Congress, how it is that you're supposed to even negotiate, or how it is that you're even supposed to come to common ground, because that's exactly what they believe. Holding Mitch McConnell, holding Merrick Garland, a Supreme Court nominee, away. That's something CJ would have done. So I think it's a much bigger macro type thing than just a micro that CJ's crazy. The people in power are crazy. Also, I do want us to say, let's get out of this false dichotomy. There was only like one person in the movement that said anything about defund the police. Somehow that became the big thing on Fox and every OAN and every Newsmax and every channel that's out there that said that's what the Democrats never said that. They've talked about reforming the police. They've talked about making it so, therefore, we don't have some problems. But no one has said, let's get rid of the police. And the Republican Party is the one. The people in power are actually saying defund the FBI. They don't like good government. Hey. They want everything privatized. They don't want
Tom, we got to go to the break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. See you.